I'm Jennifer Ludden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, everyone seems to be on Twitter, including star athletes like Shaquille O'Neal, Lance Armstrong, and Chad Ochocinco. We'll talk about the tweet revolution in sports just ahead. But first, 4 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina was heading toward the city of New Orleans. Within hours of the storm hitting, 80% of the Crescent City was flooded, and 400,000 people were left homeless. For 2 years now, Tell Me More has closely followed the post-Katrina life of one New Orleans resident, Graylin B. Banks. Banks was one of many from New Orleans who lost their home and moved into a government trailer, something he told us about in August 2007.
Just let me say that I am a lot better off than a whole lot of folks because at least my trailer is in my driveway. I'm next to my house, which is gutted. I'm not in a FEMA trailer park, and thank God I'm still in my hometown of New Orleans. So I could complain, but I won't.
While his family left town, Banks waited for the insurance money to fix his home. He went through rounds of litigation for a process that seemed endless. But the fourth-generation New Orleans native remained fiercely loyal to the city he loves and found inspiration and comfort in its music.
When you watch Kermit and Trombone Shorty and Branford Marsalis and those guys, and you saw that energy and you heard that music and you realized that there's nowhere else on this beautiful third rock from the sun where you're going to find that music. That is the one thing that I just cannot disconnect myself from. So, no, the FEMA trail is not the best of abodes at this point, but thank God he woke me up this morning and we're going to keep on struggling.
In 2008, Graylin Banks moved his family out of the trailer and into a friend's home, but 3 months later, he was forced out again. This time by Hurricane Gustav. Banks left for Baton Rouge, taking only what was most important to him.
Photographs. It's the one thing that you cannot replace. That in life. I don't care how much money you have, how much insurance, you cannot possibly get back. Stuff doesn't mean much. Stuff really, really doesn't mean much. It's the few things that count that you really have to have with you.
Now, 4 years later, and still not in his own home, Banks says he remains optimistic about the city's recovery.
It's still alive and well. It's still strong. It's still vital. And that is a continuing high point. That is the yin to the yang of all the rest of that madness.
As he looks back on life these past 4 years, Banks says what he misses most is his father, who died last year. But his favorite possession lost to Katrina? A pair of Salvatore Ferragamo shoes.
Anytime I wore these shoes, I got compliments from men and women. They were like a cognac brown, a classic, beautiful pair of shoes. When I left them, they looked like that. And the next time I saw them, they had fur growing on them. They were mold infested in my house with the water and the whole nine yards. And if I could get those pair of shoes back, I'd be one pretty happy camp, I'd tell you.
New Orleans resident Graylin B. Banks. In coming days, groups around the city are staging events to mark the fourth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.